Wacha nikuambie, mimi kukuzenye na uzianga watu, si uzangi vifaranga.
Francis Mwirure has not allowed his disability to define his success.
When I was born, doctor realized that I have a problem, and the problem was due to polio.
Despite contemplating suicide alongside his mother, Mwirure has endured and emerged victorious.
Na ikafika pali akaniambia, since we don't have hope of life, I would prefer tujirushe kwa hii moto, tusahaurike na hiyo maneno ishe.
Our team managed to visit his home in Witethia Ward, Juja Sub-County in Kiambu County. He shares the remarkable journey of becoming a successful poultry farmer in Kenya.
So before my mom passed away, she came and told me, Francis, you have been very good to me. You have really tried and sacrificed for my growth and my success, but it is not possible. What I'll tell you, I know in your farm you have been made with 50 birds. Love them, respect client, and you'll go far. Those were the final words from my mother. And then after her death, one day when we are doing cleaning, my son took a video, and by mistake, I posted it on Facebook. And after posting it on Facebook, the journey started. People have been calling me. I decided even to include a group name, whereby I call myself on TikTok, on YouTube, on Instagram.
Diagnosed with polio at a young age, Mwirure faced numerous challenges, including severe stigma and the daunting reality of a life with a disability.
As you know, whenever you have disability, there is a lot of challenges that people come across, and especially maybe the stigma from the nation, maybe stigma from the neighbors across to your place, but we tried and overcome them. Because I used to eat flies, niko nimeketi chini. Njai kikuja, unagonga inzi, unakula.
His early years in Gatanga, Kiambu County were marked by hardship.
Since I was born, I was not using crutches. I was using to scroll. And during that time, it was very difficult for me.
His peers could join regular schools, but Mwirure struggled to find a place that would accommodate him.
I came to realize that all the people that we were born together at that time, all of them were able to join school. But when it came to my case, it was totally different, because the issue of being accommodated to other school with person with disability and others without disability.
However, his fortunes changed when a visitor suggested he apply to a special school.
There came a visitor at our home, and he gave us the idea of Joytown Special School. And because that, by that time it was that expensive, we had to do harambee or a fundraising.
Although his mother couldn't afford the fees, a fundraising effort enabled him to buy a wheelchair and enroll at Joytown Special School in 1994.
And after joining Joytown Special School, I started my education there. I started by nursery school.
However, financial difficulties persisted, and Mwirure had to drop out when his school fees became too much to bear.
I remember that time I had a huge balance, and the balance that I had, we were not able to, you know, when it comes to issue of doing fundraising from one every day, every month, every week. So we realized that many people, they have been tired of us. So someone could see even a card and assume.
His mother, who did casual jobs like harvesting coffee, couldn't afford food or fees.
My mom came and told me, from now henceforth, I don't see that you'll be able to continue in your school. And we decided now to start our journey back home.
But rather than letting these obstacles define him, Mwirure transformed them into stepping stones to success.
Because right now, my main work is to sell cages, to sell birds, and also to sell company feeds that can perform your birds, which is Spencer Feeds that I work with.
Today, Mwirure is not only an accomplished accountant, but also a renowned poultry farmer, earning him the nickname Francis Wakoko.
I have employed more than 18 people. Right now, as you are talking, there is a team at Nyahururu for delivery of a client who is in Qatar. Same case, I have another one in Juja Farm. So that's what I do. My work is to introduce more farmer in this industry.
His journey from a young boy with polio to a successful entrepreneur is a powerful testament to resilience and determination.
At my farm, I have a capacity of around 4,000 birds, and whereby right now I'm looking about expansion, but the challenge is finances. So immediately when I get those finances, I'll be able to expand, because many farmers need that project.
This podcast has also been made possible by The Star in partnership with One Ifra, a story by Agatha Ngotho. My name is Mark Gitau.